friends, welcome back to another episode of Live Life Lessons. Today we're going to be reading a book that I wrote for school. It is called Rachel's Baking Adventures. It's just a short story, and today we have a guest star, Aubrey Brockburn.
Hello!
And sorry if you hear people in the back. There's a party going on, so yeah. So we're going to try to speak clearly, and if it's hard, you might just want to skip this episode. So yeah, let's get started. Now we're going to start the story.
One day, a teenage girl, Rachel, was going to bake a cake for her cousin's birthday. She has made many things before, but today she was going to make a two-tiered cake.
Madre, can you go to the store now? Rachel shouted.
Sure, just let me grab my purse and then we can go, her mom replied.
Once they got to the store, Rachel's mom got a phone call for her work, so Rachel went in herself. She grabbed a cart and started walking to where the first item on her list was. She put the powdered sugar in her cart, then grabbed 8 containers of frosting and went to get pancakes. She didn't need the pancakes for her cake, but she just wants some for the breakfast the next day. Once she had everything she needed, she went to the cashier and paid for her stuff. Your total is $27.63. Will you be paying with cash, card, or Apple Pay? The cashier asked.
Apple Pay, Rachel said.
Okay, what are you making today, darling?
I am making a cake for my cousin's birthday tomorrow.
That's nice. Would you like your receipt?
Sure, she replied.
Then she went back to the car, and her mom was still on the phone. When they got back, Rachel unpacked the groceries and got to work. She pulled the recipe out and got all the ingredients out as well. She put in the flour, baking powder, and salt, and then sat the bowl aside. She beat the eggs, added the sugar, and stirred again.
When she finished making the batter, she greased the pans and poured the batter into the pans.
When the oven was preheated, she put the pans in and set a timer for 19 minutes.
During that time, she went to the couch to watch TV. A little bit later, she heard the timer ringing. She walked over to the oven and looked inside. No, no, no! The cakes were all burnt. We will just have to start over. Don't panic, don't panic, she thought to herself.
Mama, the cakes are burnt!
Honey, just use the cheese grater to scrape off the burnt stuff.
Okay. She took the cakes out of the oven and turned the oven off. After they had cooled, she started to scrape the burnt parts. She started to crumb coat the first tier, and about 8 minutes later, she started to crumb coat the second tier, then covered in fondant.
She started to make the white chocolate flowers for the top tier of the cake. She melted the chocolate and separated some into a separate bowl to make a different color, yellow.
Once she mixed the yellow food coloring in, she put it in a piping bag. Rachel put a large dot of the white chocolate on the parchment paper. And then she made the petals for the flower using the yellow white chocolate. She was struggling with some of the chocolate because there were clumps in it, but she got it out eventually.
When she was done, she put them in the freezer. Next, she grabbed the electric mixer and put 3 tubs of the frosting in it to make the
consistency
thicker and easier to decorate with. She added in some powdered sugar.
Finally, when she was done with the cake, her cousin's birthday was tomorrow.
The next day, it was around 4 o'clock when Rachel and her mom arrived at Gracia's
house. Her cousin.
Gracia's her cousin's house.
They rang the doorbell, and when Gracia opened it, they started to sing,
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gracia. Happy birthday to you.
They went to her house and started to eat the cake, then opened presents. Rachel was happy that the cake turned out good. The end. And I hope you enjoyed the story today. We'll see you next time. Please make sure to check out my brother's podcast, Truth and Trials, my cousin's podcast, Grace Loves Books. Follow me on Instagram at jcs.cross. And please watch my other episodes. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye!